Well, this is the
You're gonna be
beginning.
laughing, but
I don't know. I'm not even gonna sure if I'm gonna say what episode number this is, because I don't know if I'm gonna replace it from where it is. But thank you for being here. This is Stephanie. I was gonna call you Stephanie. I'll let her introduce herself for that. So,
I'm gonna be
however you want. Yeah,
really
whatever.
Stephanie, known as Stephanie's Coach on Instagram, and I don't know.
What's up? Okay. I mainly wanted to. We've been working together for a long time. I don't know exactly how long, but I've seen you grow from what I would call a midpoint in your business to where you are now. And I kind of want to know more about the beginning phases, like those that first,
The
from beginning
beginning.
to the middle. You've gone through a lot of stuff as a business owner. I know that you still. I mean, there's so much stuff that we're talking about, and as far as growth and plans and stuff. So, just give us a little insight as far as kind of why, maybe why you started the business.
Why I started the business. So fitness started just like something I like to do every day. I just started working out every day. And posting it on social media, which like normal to just like every day, whatever, have a workout,
It
post
was
it.
just what you were doing,
Yeah,
yeah.
which is what I was doing, which is something I like doing daily. And then people just started asking me, like pretty often, if I ever consider coaching, if I, and it was not something I ever considered until I would say like a year into my fitness journey.
Okay.
Like I saw a lot of progress, and then people were asking if I would ever be interested in coaching. And then I was working full time at the time, and then I was going to college. I was graduating, I think, that year, but had decided, like, I would say 4 to 5 months before graduating, that I wanted to actually get certified and then try to help out people, and that in the fitness industry. So I got certified within, I would say, 3 months through NASM.
Okay.
Failed the first time. Did I ever
Okay.
tell you
No, I don't think you
that? Yeah,
did.
I failed. And then I was overly confident. So I failed the first time, and then I took the test again, passed it the second time, and I started coaching right away. I offered the first challenge in Buffalo Body Park, and it filled up, I would say, within like 24 hours. And it was just like 10 spots.
Okay.
I really didn't have anything to like show for.
Yeah, you could say like I can do this,
Yeah,
but like
exactly.
just trust me,
So I was
hopefully.
nervous about it, but then I had like enough people that were interested and were like willing to sign up for those 6 weeks. It was 6 weeks at the time, and it was three times a week. So I offered the first one, got filled up within 24 hours. And I was still working full time, so I was doing full time, getting off of work, going to train.
What
And it
kind
was
of job was that?
marketing. It was, I forgot this job, the actual title. But it was like sample. I would do marketing, I would do sampling events for, I would coordinate sampling events for like Fiesta, Sam's, like
Gotcha.
those type of stores. So here in Houston, Austin, and Dallas. So I was in charge pretty much of three cities. So I was pretty busy with that, but I was like, I think I can fit in that one class at six. Like it
Yeah.
was Buffalo Bio Park. It was like 10 minute drive from my job to Buffalo. And we did that for like 6 weeks. And then it started getting really, can I curse?
Yeah, whatever. It's
Oh, like it
yeah.
started getting really fucking hot.
No,
It
yeah.
started getting really hot, and it was like March or April. And I was like, I don't think I can run another challenge here in the summer in Buffalo Bio Park because it's way too hot. So then one of the clients I had told me she had an aunt that was renting out her small space, like a party hall, really small party hall in South Houston. And if I was interested. So I was like, hey, like next challenge, way better than like being here out in the heat. And so I did. I ended up like moving there, and then that's kind of where it started. I started after that first challenge, I posted results within, I would say, like 6 to 8 months. I was already like considering quitting my full-time job, and then
Oh,
I would say like within like 2 months after I actually quit, because I started adding more time frames. Once I had a spot, I was like, okay, I'm open to adding like more time frames. And then I cut off on hours on my full-time job, and then eventually just left. It was
like you went to
pointless.
part time?
I went to part-time for a while, I would say like 3 to 4 months, and then I was like, why am I still coming?
Yeah.
Like I was like going in the morning, going to train, going to shower, going to work another like 6 5 6 hours, and then coming back to train. It was a shit show. And then I had to go to the gym at night.
Yeah.
So it was like starting my day at 6 a.m., ending it at like 8 or 9, sometimes 10. So then once I quit that full-time job, it was just like we pretty much went like full blown with in person. And then I reached out to you a year later.
Yeah.
I think we've been knowing each other well for 3 years.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, I
I mean, it
reached out
was
to you.
like right before the pandemic. We had a we, I, that's a lie. We had about a year right before the
A year
pandemic, and
before.
then that's what allowed us to plan for the pandemic
Yeah.
so well, I think. Yeah, being one of the businesses that I think that thrived during that time period, just because everybody
Yeah.
needed an at-home gym and you were wanting to do an at-home challenge, it just seemed
We had
perfect
just launched.
to do that. How many classes did you start with at the facility? So like whenever you were
Once after the park.
quit your yeah when you quit your job, I guess, were you already at the four classes a day?
I was at three classes, I believe. I had two. Two, and then I added three. And then I moved on to, I think I moved on to four, like maybe 6 or 8 months later.
Okay. And
Yeah, once
then,
I moved to like five different places.
oh, five different
Yeah, I would say
places?
four to five.
Oh my God.
And there was just something, there was, I mean, obviously it wasn't ever like my own spot, so there was always something I wasn't happy with, right? So like I kept moving and trying to find the right spot, but then every time there was like an issue or there was like something that just wasn't working out. So once I found the spot, it was like perfect.
Yeah, the spot that is right now.
My ass studio, Stephanie's
Tell me a little
studio.
bit about that. So, how'd you find that spot? You had a realtor?
No. I was just looking around, we're driving around, and I knew like I wanted a spot and I wanted it very soon. And then I remember calling different places, but I didn't feel like, you know, when you feel like I kind of like it, but I'm not 100% sure of it. That's how I felt about most of these places. So I called, and in a few I didn't even get an answer to, like I didn't even get a call back. And then I think two of them, we looked into them and we didn't really, they weren't that happy with them. So I'm like, if I'm gonna make the investment, it better be something that I really, really like. So then I remember it was Brittany. Brittany's my sister, by the way.
Shout out, Brittany.
Yeah, shout out Brittany. So Brittany was driving. I don't know why she. Oh, I think she got in there to order food, like at that one restaurant. So then she looked up and she was like, "Hey, like look at this spot." And then she sent me a picture, and I was like, "That's like right in the center. Like that would work out perfect." And I didn't even know like I we've lived around that area for many years, but I never knew like that spot was there and that it was open and that it was. So I remember she sent me that, and within like an hour I called, got an ad, like pretty much they were like, oh, I guess they just wanted, they asked a few questions, and then within I think the next day we were signing a contract. Within like 24 or 48
Oh
hours
my
we were
God,
signing a
that's
contract. The owner was a little bit like skeptical. He was like, you just look very young. I was like, you don't know what I'm about.
That's good.
So no, I'm pretty much, I mean, he thought we're really young, so he only wanted to rent me, lease me like the small spot,
That's
which I
what that's
did.
what all you started with, right? Was
I
a small
started with the
spot.
small one. I wasn't, well, I spoke to him about the big section, the one I have now, but then I also wanted the small one because I needed a spot to train into while that one was built, because it was going to
Absolutely.
take like a whole year, and I'm like, I'm not going to just, where am I going to train for a whole year? So I said, like, I want the whole thing so that I can train in the small one, which is going to be done in 1 month, and then be there while this one finishes building. And that's when he was like, I'm not sure, like that's a lot of space, and that's, just trust me on this one.
You won't regret it.
So yeah, so everything worked out. I mean, within I think 1 or 2 months, I had the small one, so I started running challenges there, and COVID happened a month later, had to close down. That
Okay.
sucked.
Well, I guess before we get into the devastating parts of COVID, yeah, because that sucked. I mean, even though
Yeah.
you had thrived on the online section, your whole in-person was dead, as with a lot of like gym owners, right? How'd you get it done in a month, 2 months? Was that Eric as a result of Eric or?
No, we actually hired an architect. So we hired an architect, and she had a whole team. It was about 10 people.
Oh,
Yeah, so they were working in there like every single day.
wow. That's
And
awesome.
I hate that I didn't record much of it. I didn't document
The whole
much of it.
process, yeah.
Yeah, I would step in there like here and there, but Eric knew a lot about it, so he's kind of the one that was like in charge of.
Like when they showed him plans, he knew.
Yes, because I had no idea what they were showing me. I was just like,
I would have been like, that
that
looks
is
nice.
great, great. We'll be done soon.
Yeah.
Like, just give me a
ETA,
time.
that works?
Yeah.
Can I
Like,
start teaching
so
him here?
Eric was like, okay, he's the one that was kind of like keeping check on everything and making sure that everything was being done like on time and stuff. But we did, and they did. They finished in a month. That one was crazy. That one was super quick.
How soon after that did and so you said he launched a class before COVID launched?
Before COVID happened, yeah, I did one challenge only, one maybe two challenges.
Yeah.
No, I'm lying. It was one. It
Yeah,
was like February, my
because
first
shutdown was like
challenge.
March, yeah,
Yeah,
like
so I ran my first one, and it's like, all right, bye, see ya probably next year. No,
wow.
well, I mean, we expected to see each other within 1 or 2 months, right? We all expected it to be
It
over
won't last
soon.
that long.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll see ya next month, and then suddenly it's like month one, month two, month three, like
How long were you closed?
almost 4 months. I
Damn.
think 3 to 4 months I was
Right
closed.
at the launch, right?
Yeah, so then but thankfully, obviously, like you, right? Like I had already, like we had already launched the online stuff. So once that happened, like I remember we were just like getting ready
Yeah.
to launch the new one, and that worked out
It was
great.
perfect timing. I mean, I
Yeah.
remember that challenge and the following challenge in the summer was stellar because so many fitness experts and gym owners were rushing to create their own online platforms, but yeah, we were already there.
And we already had the whole, like the setup and that everything. It was just a matter of, like, uploading everything. But I remember, yeah, that was crazy. Like, it was bad, but it was good for the online.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the silver linings in it. I mean, it allowed you to grow online tremendously because people couldn't go to gyms. Like, that sucked for everybody that owns in the any kind of fitness thing, right? Like, yeah. In person. Zumba instructors, things like that. So, and barely, right? Barely made it by. So that's excellent. What else? What else can we touch on? So, how do you balance all this stuff? Like, you do the gym on top of doing your classes right now. What do you?
I'm tired a lot. Yeah. I get, obviously, right? That's part of it. I get tired a lot, but it's just being on schedule. Like, there's a schedule every single day. Mm-hmm. Pretty much like a list that has to be knocked down. And like, rest days doesn't mean there's nothing to do. Rest day means I chose right now for the next 2 hours not to do anything.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. And there's some days that I just, like, if it's a Monday, it's a Monday that I choose to do that. But there's always a lot of work. And it's just, you kind of have to, like, that's the reason why I work out. I know people think, you still have, like, where do you find the motivation? You still have to work. I don't really get in the workout for, like, I'm not going for a certain physique. I don't really care to, like, have a certain body shape at this point. It's just, I need that time to, like, for myself.
Yeah.
Because everywhere else there's work. If I go home, there's work. If I go to the studio, there's work. There's always something to do.
And it's not work for you at the gym because you know what you're doing, right? Because it's just, like, escape.
Yeah.
Kind of turn your brain off for a bit.
And... yeah. No responsibility other than, like, workout.
Yeah.
Get it with
Have her. A get a pump, right?
Yeah.
If you had some advice for someone that was either, like, maybe they're at the phase of Buffalo Bayou, right, where they want to get their first class started, what would be some advice for someone like that? To get to, like, you know, to where you are now.
I'm trying to think this one through.
No worries. We can pause.
I'm trying to think about the beginning. Like, how did I don't even remember how it happened. I guess my advice would be
do you think that you having 10 spots and those spots being filled up immediately played into, I mean, because when I ran into you or when we met, you were selling out of 4 o'clock, because that's when we first met, because you needed a website that could handle all of the traffic on your website. Mm-hmm. And you were selling out 4 classes in minutes, like 3 minutes, you know. Do you think that the scarcity part of that, like the marketing almost, I know it wasn't intentional,
yeah,
but like the I mean, at least not at first, but the scarcity behind, we're only going to have a, because I remember when people talked about you, they said, I tried to get into a challenge but I could not, you know, that was a reoccurring theme. And I feel like that probably played a lot into growing from 10 people into, you know, how many people fill up your classes now?
I have about 30 per class, about 30, 25 to 30.
Yeah.
I have 4 classes right now, so I have 120.
And that's not including Cynthia, who's running her own.
Cynthia has about, 14 times 4? How much is that? 18, 20?
64?
Something like that. No, 80, 40, 50, 58. I think it's 58. I don't know. No, I'm wrong.
We'll check that.
Later. Yeah, cancel. Cut.
Yeah, no.
My math.
We'll just cut it to the right number.
Yeah. No, so... I mean, now we have a lot more spots, so it's not, we don't really have that issue anymore to where it's like, I was trying to sign up in the first 10 seconds. We have that issue with the 5 a.m. still. That's the busiest class. For some reason, people want to get up at 4 a.m. Like, so that one does get filled up in like a minute. But the rest, I feel like they're, now people have a chance to, like, if they want to join it, they have a chance to join it within like 15 to 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is way better than, like, I tried the first 30 seconds and I couldn't get in for the past year.
That was big, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Now people get a chance to try it out.
Yeah, and then with the online too, like with the app now, a lot of those clients have, like, moved on to wanting to try the gym and then having guidance in the gym through the app.
Yeah.
And they learned a lot in class. They learned all about, like, a lot of them like joining in person because they learn a lot about how to perform things correctly. So when they go off on their own, they know they're doing it right. Mm-hmm. Versus never having somebody to guide you. So.
Yeah. Where do you see your business, or I guess yourself, in 5 years?
5 years.
Yeah, I know that's a long time to plan out, especially...
How old am I going to be, 33?
The way we plan stuff out is very much like, what am I doing next week?
Yeah,
And even that, and maybe it's like a long time. Like,
I don't even think about 5 years from now. I think I'll have a family by then, for sure. But family, if we're talking personal life,
are we
talking
personal? Yeah, I mean, for sure.
For sure with a family, and then... Eric not traveling as much, so him being home. Business mainly focusing on app and probably launching something soon.
Yeah. We won't say what.
We won't say what.
You know, to keep but, get yeah. the people going. Yeah. You know. That's but cool.
For sure. Like working mainly focusing on things I can handle from home.
Yeah.
So
that's a good strategy. Okay. I'm gonna pause this right now. What else can we touch on? That would be good. You answered most of my normal, like, just business owner questions. Because I keep wanting to talk about stuff that's, like, not related to business at all. That's, like, completely off topic.
But I think that's good. That's
I don't cool. know. I definitely not. Like,
no?
No. Some of the things I'm like, no, we shouldn't. No one needs to know about hallucinogens.
Oh, yeah. That would be freaking sick to talk about.
What we think about after death.
Yeah.
Those
are cool topics, though.
Those are sick topics. We'll have another podcast separated for that. Okay. How about, you like reading?
I do.
What would be a book that you recommend for, I guess, one for people, well, I guess, do you read fiction or nonfiction?
All types. But right now, I mean, I guess, I can't remember her, I fucking suck at author, okay. remembering author names.
Well, that's the benefit is that you can just be like, this is her, and then we'll just put a picture of the book.
Okay. I mean, for personal growth, there's a few that I really, really enjoyed. Mine just went blank. There's like three of them. Let me think of them. Oh, what's that? It's this like white complexity book. Oh, the 10x rule.
Okay.
10x rule, I really loved. I feel like I learned a lot about with that book.
Can you tell me what that is a little bit before?
10x rule, it pretty much tells you rules so that you're able to build like habits that are gonna last, that are gonna stick for a while, and how to get into those habits.
Longer. I imagine it's something along the lines of.
That was so
of...
long ago. I hope I'm saying the right book.
I guess we'll figure it out.
That's like six years ago. No, but it is a good book. I remember like, I kept it because I really loved it. So 10x rule and then emotional intelligence was like one of the ones. There's two parts to it. I think it's emotional intelligence and then emotional intelligence 2.0.
Okay.
That one I feel has been the one that like I've tried to pass on to anybody around me.
Emotional intelligence.
That one has helped a lot just with everything. Like personal life, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Personal life and business, like learning how to handle things without letting them get out of control.
Yeah.
So that one for sure. Not just for funsies.
Yeah.
Colleen Hoover. Am I saying that name? Is that right?
I don't know. Colleen Hoover?
Yeah. All her books. I mean, I'm sure she's super popular. And all her books have been insane.
Insane. They're fiction, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're just like they're super like one of those books that you I went to, when so when I read one of them, what was the name of that book? I forgot the name of it, but I was visiting Eric, and I started reading it before getting on the plane. I bought it at the airport, started reading it before getting on the plane, and then read it the whole way. And I only had like a few pages left by the time I landed. So and he was like, I hadn't seen him in like a month, and he's like, all right, we're gonna go out tonight. I was like, no, please, just let me finish.
Oh my God.
I know that was terrible, but he was actually like, he was like, okay, like let me get ready and then try to finish it. He gave me like 2 hours or an hour to finish the book, and then we went out.
You finished.
That's
it?
How good they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those books that like you grab and like you can't. Yeah, she's really good. She makes you. She writes. Very like Like, you know somebody that's going through it. Most people, I think, can relate or know somebody that is going through whatever she's... I don't know. It's crazy.
That makes sense.
Good one.
I had another question, but I lost it. And it was related to... Do you have any vacations coming up?
Any
vacations coming up?
No.
Why? I feel like you were... You're a big vacationer.
Usually I am, but this year, I just feel like I haven't thought of it. Eric, I'm gonna go visit Eric.
Where's he at right now?
He's going back to New Jersey. He's actually driving today, but he'll be in New Jersey for the next month. So I'm gonna go after the challenge is over, and then I want a vacation in December because that's our month off.
Yeah.
Assuming we get everything done, we're not too busy. We all vacation.
Yeah, hell yeah. How do you? I mean, we can cut this out if it gets too personal. But I mean, how do you manage Eric being long distance and you being, you know?
I think this year. I mean, it's just something like I got used to because he's been traveling since like I would say like first year or second year that we've been together.
Oh, that's been
11 years. Oh, okay. So I got used to it, but then it sucked, right? Like through all the year, I guess like these past 2-3 years, like it sucks. Like after week two, week three, it's like you start feeling kind of like,
you're like great.
It kind of sucks. But during COVID, there was periods where he was here for 6 months or like a whole year, and then times when it's like this year where he's only been here for 2 months.
I was going to say, I feel like he's been gone the whole year.
Yeah, he hasn't been here. But I think this year that worked out because it only worked out because I was so busy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't have had time for anything anyway.
I get that.
So then it didn't really, I don't know. I feel this year it felt like it just went by so quick and like it was, he wasn't even gone, even though he was, but it was more like just making time like quickly, like, hey, I'll see you. Bye. I'll see you in 2 months. Or yeah, bye. Yeah. I'll see you next month. And it was fine because.
And then when you see each other. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
And it feels like vacation when we see each other.
That's true.
Then when he comes, it's just like, okay, I'm only here for a week. So then we have a lot of fun. Yeah. And same thing, like me going over is just like, okay, I'm only here for 4 or 5 days. So have fun. And then.
The last thing we're going to do is fight right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure.
Still fights every
day. still gets into it. No, that's. Yeah, that's a big thing a lot of, I imagine, business owners have to manage is the
relationship
aspect of it. Yeah, I mean, because I mean, I have to make a conscious effort. Not even just with my personal relationship, but like my friends, my family, like to make conscious efforts to make time for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've definitely gotten lost in the workaholic vibe, where it became acceptable to skip out on certain things, whether it's family events or even just things that I want to do personally because I'm busy or I'm working. And
that you forget those little things.
Yeah, and you know, we look back and time fucking flies by for everybody. And they talk about how, like, the biggest regrets people have on their deathbeds are, like, I wish I hadn't worked so hard, or I wish I'd spend more time with my family. And I try to think about that stuff regularly to keep me in the loop. Tell me about Gus. I know people want to know about Gus and how I came into your life.
it's funny because I already said the story. But Kim. So Kim is one of my close friends. So Kim CS, yeah, on Instagram. So I met her through my challenges, through my in person classes. So I remember we agreed to go running this one Saturday morning to Buffalo Bio Park. So we were walking. I think we were only like 1/3 of a mile in, and then she was like, "Hey, you know, there's a." We started talking about dogs, and she was like, "You know, there's an adoption thing going on today at George R. Brown all day." And I was like, "What? Like right now?" And she's like, "Yeah, you want to go?" But she, and I'm like, "You're gonna get adopt a dog?" She's like, "No, but like, so we can get one for you."
She didn't want to adopt a dog.
She didn't want to adopt a dog because she already has a dog. So it was for me. And I was like, "Hey, I'm down to adopt a dog. It's fine. Like, Eric loves animals, and he's always kind of wanted one, but I've just never, like, I don't know."
The one that was against it.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't really, I guess, care to like go look at dogs or.
You just didn't care. You were like indifferent about it. Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, let's go check him out. So we drive there and it was like, the line was ridiculous. 4-hour waiter, I think 4-hour wait. And then half of the dogs were already gone. So I'm like, if we even make it in 4 hours, like, are we even going to get to see dogs?
Yeah.
So, cause there was all sorts of animals. So, I think she was like, well, there's also SPCA. It's like a 15-minute drive. So if you want to look some up, and then we'll look at the option. So I did. I pulled out the app, and then I pulled out my phone, and then it was like one of the options was Gus. I saw Gus on there.
His name was Gus.
Okay. So I saw him, and I saw several dogs, and I was like, you know what? Let's just go check them out and see whatever they have right now. So we went, and then there was like 3 to 4 dogs that I don't know. I was kind of like in between. Some of them were all babies. They were all, I would say, like anywhere from like 1 to 3 months. And then I asked, like, the person there, the volunteer, I was like, who has the saddest story here?
Oh my God.
Which dog has the saddest story? And then they're like, well, this one, which was Gus, they were like, we found them in the bin. Like, somebody came to the SPCA and then dropped them, threw them away in the bin. That's right? Like, it's like, why? You were, like, you almost did the right thing.
So close.
But you said, never mind.
And that's all you have to do is just drop them off, right? Yeah. Like, just leave them there.
So they dropped them off in the wrong bin, right?
Oh my God.
In the trash. So then, I was like, hey, like, I'll take Gus. And then they tried to tell me, well, they told me that he was 20 pounds heavy. He was 2 months old. I don't know what.
Oh, they said he was 20 pounds too heavy?
No, that he was
20 pounds at the time. Okay.
And 2 months old. I didn't know what that meant, but they kind of said it like kind of like a warning. Like, and I'm like, okay, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
20 pounds, that's fine, that's okay. But they were trying to tell me that he was going to get really big. And he was like German Shepherd mixed with, they didn't know what, and I still don't know what. I don't really care to find out. So then I adopted him, and then I took him home. He was a baby. He was like this big. And then Eric, like, I think I texted him something about like, oh, I bought something, like, or I think I told him I brought something. I have a little surprise. He had no idea what I was talking about. And he showed up and saw like Gus walking. He was like, what?
Was he excited?
Super happy. Yeah. He was so happy. He loves animals. He loves dogs. So he was so happy. And then we had Gus, like, in the, when we still had our home, our house. And then, yeah, I mean, he was, he's always been, like.
How big is he now? How much does he weigh?
90 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's a small human. Supposed to be, like, 75.
So right. He's a little chunky. Overweight.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Lives a good life.
Yeah, lives a good life.
No, yeah, whenever
I'm... Oh, yeah, he's overweight for sure.
When I got my dog, I... Yeah, same thing. I have allergies, like we talked about, but I really wanted a dog. I've had dogs my whole life, and I think I developed the allergies later.
What?
I don't know.
But like, you can be around them? You can play with them?
You just
can't touch
them? I can't, like, touch them and then, like, touch my face, because, like, the dander will, like, mess me up. Like, even right now, my eye feels a little twitchy. But, like, whenever I was looking for dogs, I went to the pound, and I pet several dogs to see who had, like, the least fur. Like, that was my factor, was who's going to shed the least, basically.
See, I didn't even know to pay attention to that.
Well, it doesn't matter if you don't have allergies, because you just clean it.
But even,
that,
like,
you know?
Shedding it inside your house?
Well, you got to clean it, yeah. But I ended up finding a dog that I really liked, and then... I went to, like, the next door, they were having an adoption party or whatever, and they had my dog, and her name was Hope. I got to change her name. I changed to Zena. She listened to Zena. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have done that. Might have caused psychological damage or something.
No, but, I doubt it.
But, no, I mean, same thing. She lives a very good life. So she was chunky for a long time, and everybody would always be like, is your dog okay? I'd be like, yeah. She just enjoys.
She eats good. Yeah.
Worry about yourself.
That's how Gus, like that was already his name, and then I took him home, and I think I tried to name him like Oliver or something, but he's not. He doesn't look like an Oliver.
You were trying to classy up his name.
But I was like, you know what? We're just gonna have to go with Gus.
He's
like,
a that's Gus how, for sure.
Yeah, that's how he understood. So I don't know. Like, we have fun with him. Now he lives. He lives like he enjoys life now with the rest of his friends.
And now, who manages more of his responsibilities?
Me?
You? Oh, I guess because Eric's
not
right?
Here. I mean, when Eric's here, I don't deal with, like, Eric takes care of everything. Like, he's the one that takes him up to the restroom every day. But when he's not here, it's like, which has been all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to, like, take him at 4 a.m., wakes up at 4 a.m., then goes to sleep the rest of the day.
Oh, that's easy.
I know.
He doesn't make messes?
No, sometimes he does. Mm. Like, if he doesn't get to play around with a dog within, like, 1 or 2 days, he'll destroy something. Like a shoe or whatever.
Easily,
goes through the trash.
Easily distracted.
Yeah.
That was our one off topic conversation for that was not business related, but I know people want to know about that.
Everybody always wants to ask about goods.
Anything else you want to cover or touch on?
I don't know.
I think that my biggest thing that I would say that I've gathered from you is consistency, because you, I mean, do you know how, like, if I were to ask you right now how many challenges you've run since the beginning, how many do you think you have done?
Well, I've been doing this for almost 6 years. I would say I do about, I would say 8 a year.
We should figure out what your next, like, anniversary challenge would be, like your 50th or your 75th or 100th or whatever.
That would be crazy. I think I'm like at 25 or going on 25 this year.
It'd be sick to do like a 30, you know, like this is your 30th.
I'm lying. It's not 20 something. I said 8 challenges for like what, almost 6 years? It's like 40.
8 challenges?
Yeah.
A year? You're right. That sounds way more accurate
That's
than
way
4.
More.
Yeah, you know. So what is that?
My basic math right now is trash.
Our brain is garbage right now.
48. So 48.
So you're close to 50.
I'm about to get to 50.
Yeah, we should do some checkouts. And including that first one, right? The Buffalo Bayou run?
One, yeah.
Then you could do a whole special badass.
For the 50th.
Sign up for the, 50th, right?
For the 50th, yeah. I would hit, I think I'll be hitting that. I would be hitting that next year, sometime next year. Or end of this year.
Or next challenge.
Or next challenge.
I don't know. Make it a Christmas challenge.
We have 2 left this year.
2? Mm-hmm. Oh, in person?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well, give everybody your final plugs, maybe your shout-outs, or not your shout-outs, but like be sure to follow me or check me out or download this or buy this or whatever.
We can cover this little part, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so be sure to follow me on Instagram, Stephanie_coach, or my challenge page, Stephanie Challenge page, or both. and download my app, Stephanie's app for online home and gym challenges.
Cool.
And shout out to to Fabian.
Well, thank you for being here. And thank you. Like I said, I'm sure we'll have you on for the next, Steph Fitness Part 2 after we get things fine tuned and you grow, even bigger in your business. So. Mm-hmm. And then, cool. That